Okay, good morning. Slag BaOmer. We are learning about Hilchos Sukkah, and we are in Taf Resh Mem. We're continuing with Hey. Taf Resh Mem is about who is Pater. So just a reminder, when it comes to if you're Pater, and this comes up, we had this and for the rest of the Siman and wherever else it comes up, if you're Pater, the question is, do you say a bracha? So we all know, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's pretty simple. Sfardim, they would never say a bracha if you're pater and you do the mitzvah anyway. For Ashkenazim, it's a little bit more tricky based on the Rama. If it's a case where be'etzem, the person would be chayiv in sukkah, but they're pater because it's a mitzvah sashes shazman grama, like women, so certainly they do say a bracha. If it's a case where a person is pater, or it's a suffix if you can be makayim the mitzvah. Every case discusses in its own situation, but if it's a case where you're not sure if you're chayiv or not, let's say the first night, your machmer, even though it's pouring rain outside and you go out and it's eating your sukkah. So it's a machlokas if you could even be makayim the mitzvah. So we learned according to the Ramah, it's better to go outside and to eat, right? Outside and eat in the sukkah. However, it's a suffix if you're even being mekayim the mitzvah. It depends, right? Which rishon, who you hold like. So there, you wouldn't say the bracha. It could be by certain cases. We're going to get to a chassan with all of his guests. So certain cases we're going to see, you don't say the bracha because maybe you're not even mekayim the mitzvah. But other cases where you're just putter and you're mitzvah and you make yourself extra strict, we'll leave that as a tzarachiyun. Okay, so let's go on to Hey. We're going to have the case of an Avel Chayev Besukkah. So an Avel, a mourner, if for a mourner, he is also Chayev in eating in a Sukkah. There's no Pator. Even though he might want to be by himself, even though he's a little bit depressed, the Gemara says you have to, it's a personal tsar, and you have to make yourself happy or make yourself at least able to eat in the sukkah and make yourself comfortable. You have to push aside some of your tzar and eat in the sukkah. And that's generally...
It can't be during Shiva because you can't be sitting Shiva during Sukkot. So it has to be an oval during either Shloshim or a year, right?
Oh, good question. So an avel, so that's very good. So even though a person who starts their avelus, let's say during Chol HaMoed, excellent question. How are you an avel during Chol HaMoed? If a person buries their loved one on Chol HaMoed, so they start the main avelus, the sitting Shiva, afterwards, after Sukkot. But you still keep, one would still keep, we'll review the exact details, some of the halachos of avelus betzina, perhaps. You're right. It's good question. All right, good question. But anyways, the poskim interesting discuss it and says you're chayev in you're 100% chayev. Okay. The I have to think more about this. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer Tanya, who says actually it depends if you're really really mitzta'er and you're really depressed and you want to be out, you don't want to be with everybody in the sukkah. So if you're going to be more comfortable in the sukkah, in home, in your house, and leave the sukkah, then you're allowed to. Again, it's a bit of a machloket, if that is a patur or not. So he seems to be more of a das yachid, but that's that is a major opinion in the poskim. It also depends how depressed one is, if that's called a choli. So, okay, we'll leave that for now. An onain, it's not mentioned here mefurash, but an onain, we know would be chayev, is pater. An onain is pater from sukkah. An onain is pater from all mitzvahs, unless it's like Shabbos and Yom Tov, and there's no chance he's going to make any preparations for the body. So then an onain is chayev on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But Chol HaMoed, while they're taking care of until it's buried, then an onain is 100% pater. Okay. Vav. Chasan v'shushbina v'chol b'nei achupa paturim min hasukkah kol shivat yemei hamishnah. Okay. So a chassan and kala. Kala is pater, but she's a woman, and a chassan. So he wants to be mesameach and comfortable with his kala. It wants to be done in the chuppah, right? The place that's miyuchad for them to be together, and when they're eating, and for all this to happen. So the Gemara says that a chassan and his company, family members or close friends who are making them happy for the 7 days, so they're p'turim. And it's a discussion in the Gemara how it goes. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens like it seems to be the majority. I don't know. I think it's Abaye and Rava. We can look it up around Kafhei or something, Chavav. And so there it says you're chayav. It's the Rosh paskens like Rabbi Zera and Yerushalmi that seems to say you're. So they say it's pater, that's the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, and it's the Rosh who says that they're actually chayav. So why is that relevant? Because it happens to be that many poskim point out that in those days, achasen and kala were paturim, and nowadays, many poskim say that they, or some poskim say, some say that they are actually chayav. Certainly the guests, and maybe even the chasen. First, because they're choshesh for the Rosh. Nowadays, a lot of us make dalad mechitzos as opposed to 2.5 or 3. Maybe we're less besimcha than nowadays than we used to be. People make bigger sukkahs. Some of the people sit on separate tables, and it's not a problem to have some people inside and some people outside. All kinds of reasons. Or these are not the same guests for all 7 days. We often just invite random friends, and it's you don't necessarily need them all 7. It doesn't have the same chashivas. But anyways, the pshat for most poskim is they are pater because chassan's not comfortable there and it's not big enough. B'chule. But they are. But the very commonly the minag is to be machmer, and but not to say a bracha. Mishnah Berurah says not to say a bracha because maybe they really are pater and they can't and they're not even makayim. So that's all right. Usa'udas bris. No, that's fine. Usa'udas brismila v'cheina se'uda she'ochlim etzel hayoledet chayavim b'sukkah. And the Rama says that a brismila and is not what's it called? So for a brismila and the suda, you have to there you still chayav in sukkah. It's not as big of a mitzvah, and it's not such an issue of a mitzvah that the chassan can't be mesameach. It's not shaykh, it's not the same thing as a chuppah either. Okay, fine. So let's go on to Zayin.
What do you do? What do you do?
What do you do?
At a brit?
Yeah. No, so you have to, if for the seudah part, you have to do that in the sukkah. And if you need to, so you have a little, just the men will eat in the sukkah, or they eat a little bit quickly and they take turns. There's no pater for a bris milah to eat outside the sukkah. There's no pater. For as we mentioned, by a sheva brachos, there's room. Again, it doesn't happen so often unless you get married right between a Yom Kippur and then sukkahs.
Which is done.
Which is done. Right. So anyways, tov, let's go on. But most try and be a machmer. Okay, Zayin, I don't know. Shluchei mitzvah paturim min ha-sukkah. Okay, now, people who are traveling to do a mitzvah, so the halacha is they're paturim min ha-sukkah, right? That's the Mishnah. Bein bayom ubein balayla. And it doesn't matter day or night. So even though their purpose is litzarech mitzvah. For example, you want to go visit your Rebbe, you want to go to learn Torah, pidyon shvuim, which is lemaisa nowadays. Anything that's that you're going to do a mitzvah, so then even though you're only traveling during the day, you're pater day and night. Okay, now the Rama says v'ayin le'el siman la merchet by tefillin. So there you see that if you're able to be mekayim two mitzvahs without any tircha, so then it could be that you are chayav or at least should do the mitzvah as well. So even though you're osek with mitzvah, patra min mitzvah, since there's no difficulty and you're able to be, in a case where there is no difficulty and you're able to be mekayim both of them, and it doesn't hurt the first mitzvah that you're involved, so then one should be mekayem both. If there's any difficulty whatsoever, even if there's a sukkah right in front of you, it's going to slow you down, you won't be able to sleep and function the next day properly, you can't plan accordingly for the mitzvah that you're doing. Even though the sukkah is right in front of you, you don't have to sleep inside the sukkah because you're shluchei mitzvah, you're pater bein bayom bein balayla. But if it's easy for you, you don't have to look for a sukkah, you don't have to call around and make all kinds of cheshbonos, and it's right there, and you don't have to pay, and it's free, and it's right there, and it's not going to take away, so then you're supposed to sleep in the sukkah. That's even for shluchei mitzvah. Now, the next case is chet. The main difference of, we just did shluchei mitzvah versus holchei drachim. These are people who are just traveling, not for a mitzvah, for a reason other than a mitzvah. So then you're going to see you need less. You have to put in more tircha on the time of day that you're not working, you're not traveling. So let's read holchei drachim bayom. A person is traveling daytime. The standard example that was given by Rashi is you're going for business. It's not for a mitzvah. You want to make a business deal. You want to go collect money for your business. Pturim min asukah bayom. So then, right, you're putter during the day. V'chayavim balayla. But you're chayav at nighttime to sleep in the sukkah. That's if there's one there available for you. All right, we're going to see. You don't have to actually go and build one. If you're traveling all night, but then so you're only pater when you're traveling for that time period. So you're traveling at nighttime, you're pater at night, and then during the day, you have to find a sukkah. Haga, that's if you're able to find one when you get there. But if you get there and you can't find a sukkah. You're still allowed to go on the trip, lechatchila. You know you're not going to find a sukkah. You're still allowed to go there, and you're not even using it, not day, not night. It's like all year. Right? The main call we have over here is teshvu ke'ein taduru amar rachman. Hashem said, it has to be like you function all year. All year, you travel. You don't say, no, I can't travel, I'm not going to business, I'm staying home. Right? And even holchei drachim is really patur at nighttime also. It's not chayev to go now and start building yourself a place to sleep.
Even though this person always stays in a hotel, let's say, on any trip.
As far as I know. How far and how much tircha is very unclear. How much money you have to spend, these things are not clear in the halacha. Let's read a bit more and we'll backtrack. And people who go from one city to the next to go collect. And there's no sukkah in that city. So they should try and be machmer on themselves to return back at home at least for the nighttime so they can eat and sleep in a sukkah. Even though mikar din, they don't have to. There are a lot of sleep there. Mikol makom, hamachmer tavo alav bracha. It's good to be machmer. Perhaps your case, if a person always stays in a hotel, he should pay the same amount of money he needs for someone to build the sukkah in advance. It'd be the same price, but if you have to pay more, so then probably not. Right? Then he's going to have to start spending a few hours to go shopping and building. Okay. So the main difference, again, is between a shluchei mitzvah and holchei drachim is how much tircha. For holchei drachim, you have to go out of your way and look for a sukkah, right? For that period that you're not traveling, for that time period, day or night. But you don't have to actually go build one. And you don't have to go spend, it depends if he charges you $5, 5 shekels for the night, but generally speaking, you don't have to start paying a normal sum of money more than you would have to otherwise. If you have a free place to sleep versus an expensive sukkah, that you would not be chayav to do for holchei drachim. I think that pretty much covers it. Now the Mishnah Berurah does point out that if you are traveling, holchei drachim, so For Holchei Drachim, let's say you're going to go to a place and you're going to stay there for 3 or 4 nights. Then you're chayev to build one. The only time Holchei Drachim doesn't have to is if 1 or 2 nights. I didn't see exactly where he gets this from. And the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing, says the opposite. He says, for 1 or 2 nights, you don't have to build. But then he doesn't say exactly where you have to start paying or where you have to actually build. Mishnah Berurah says 3 or 4 nights. So that's at least a safe zone. Now, what is Holchei Drachim? What if you're traveling within your... So there's different opinions how to define what exactly it means, Holchei Drachim. What if you're traveling within your same city? So the Chut HaShani says that's also called Holchei Drachim. But Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv say you have to leave your city to be called Holchei Drachim. You live in a big city and you're traveling, you're still in the same city, that's not called Holchei Drachim. So, I don't know, Rav Yashiv writes, so therefore if you'd be on a bus ride within the same city, you can't fall asleep and take a nap on the bus. So, I'm sure there are different opinions, but that's what he writes. And Chaim Kanievsky says it depends if you're returning back to your city that same night. In other words, even if you travel from city to city, Beit Shemesh to Yerushalayim, that's still not called Holchei Drachim if you know you're coming back home tonight to sleep. So anyways, different opinions, and it's not clear. So obviously it's different opinions. The less clear, the more opinions you get. Anyway, also, what is the definition of Holchei Drachim? So we know, from another aspect, how do you define Holchei Drachim? So we say for business, everyone agrees, that's called Holchei Drachim, that you're pater from sukkah. That Rashi gives as an example. But no, the other Rishonim, Tosfos, you don't see anywhere that they make a different distinction between business and pleasure. The first posek that I saw make a distinction was in Igras Moshe. And so, but Igras Moshe says if you're going for a vacation, for fun, a trip, not for business, so then you're chayev and sukkah. Rav Shlomo Zalman and Chazon Avadya say similar. Rav Yashiv, Rabbeinu Manoach in the Rambam. On the Rambam and Rav Karelitz, they all say no, it's mutter. Holchei Drachim applies to anything. Teishvu ke'ein tiduru. All year long, if you want to go for a trip during the day, you go. You don't sit homebound. So it's the same too on Chol HaMoed.
But the time connects against Shulchan Aruch. No, you can return at night, but during the day, Mashmor is still potter.
To think about that. If you go to another city, I hear. Interesting, I hear. Okay, I'm sure the main halacha I'm sure is according to the first two opinions. If you're traveling with inner cities versus within the city. Okay, I think we'll go on. At work, what happens if a person's at work? So I saw in the book Seder, Sefer, or Olam, it's a translation of Mishnah Berurah, so he says, if you're working in your regular place, it would come out, since that's your regular place, like your home, then you should have to build a sukkah there. Otherwise, you can't eat there. However, if it's impossible or totally impractical to build a sukkah there, like there's no place to build one. You work in an office and you have no place to build a sukkah, so then that would be mutter. Similar, a little bit similar to how we learned before and how we're going to see with Yud, Seif Yud, as we go continue. Okay, so let's get to, Tet. Oh, also I saw many poskim, right? Yeshiva Bachram, if they're going to a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, can they now, if they go to the yeshiva and they stay there till late at night, and the yeshiva didn't make a sukkah for them to sleep, what are they supposed to do? So Shlomo Zalman and Chazon Avadya says, no, they're chayev to come back home to sleep in a sukkah or to find a place, or the yeshiva has to build them a sukkah to sleep in. And Chut HaShani, he says, it's not clear. He says it's Tzarechi and Safik. Okay, let's go on to Tet. Shomrei ha'ir bayom peturim bayom v'chayavim balayla. People who are guarding the city during the daytime, they're patur during the day because that's when they're working. That's where they have to be there. V'chayavim balayla. But at night, that's when they're, since they're off duty, they're chayav. Shomrei ha'ir balayla. But if they're working at night, peturim balayla v'chayavim bayom. But since they're peturim during the day, if they're, whenever they're working is when they're pater. So if they're working at night, they're pater at night, v'chayavim bayom, and then the off time, there's no reason why they can't go back home and eat at home in a sukkah. Okay. So it depends, right? So he's talking about when you have to be in the fields. But he says, what if you're in your chanut, v'yoshvim b'chanut, and all year, right? So then, because that's the similar case as working that we mentioned. Since you're there all year, then you have to build yourself a sukkah there. So that's the Mishnah Berurah, similar to what we had, a case if a person has to go to work. Okay. Yud. Shomrei ginot upardesim. Now, these are people who are watching the orchards, the gardens. Pturim bein bayom uvein balayla, their putter. Both day and night. Why? Because they have their job. They have to patrol, walk around, and keep looking. Shiim yaseh shomer sukkah, and if they're going to make themselves a sukkah, it's like putting up a sign and telling everybody where I am. So then the ganavim are going to know where not to go, and they'll go somewhere else. Yeda ganav sheyesh l'shomer makom kavua. He'll know where he hangs out. V'yavo v'yignov mimakom acher. He's going to end up coming to steal from another place. So therefore, you're a pater, and he can't hang out. That's his whole job, is to be a shomer. Lefichach, im haya shomer kiri shel tevuah sheyachol lishmor kulo b'makom echad. Depending on the case, if you could be in one place and you're just guarding one item, and then chayav lasot sukkah b'makom sheshomro. So then, of course, you have to, since that's your regular place, so you should have to make a sukkah by your regular place where you don't need to move around. And also a person who's watching the yain by the goyim bein bayom bein balayla, tzrichim lishmor shelo yigo av dikochavim. So he has to move around, and he has to maybe not be shown where he is. So therefore, he has to make sure that the goyim don't touch the grapes, the wine. So therefore, v'im hu beinyan she'ein tzrichim shimor chayavim. So, but if it's in a place where you don't have to guard, or you can guard from one place, so then you're chayav. Okay, this is a short one. Taf, Resh, Mem, Aleph. Sheim avarchin shechianu al asiyat asukah. Okay, that we don't make a bracha. Let's see. Aleph. Ha'oseh sukkah. So the original halacha is, whenever you build your sukkah, bein la'atzmo, bein la'acher, when you're building a sukkah, einu mevarach al asiyata. There's no bracha per se on building the sukkah. Like al asiyat sukkah. There's no bracha like that. Because the bracha is to live in it. Aval, so there's no bracha like that. You just say leishiv sukkah when sukkah starts, when you're inside. Aval shechianu. Shechianu is different. That's the bracha for the timely bracha. Shechianu. Hayai ra'uy levarech kesheose otel le'atzmo. If you're building the sukkah for yourself, it's like anytime you buy something new for yourself. So then you should say the bracha shechianu when you build it. So that would be, that's the ikar halacha that we find from the Gemara. When you finish, when it's ready, when it's kosher. As soon as it's kosher. Now this is busy because generally you build a sukkah from year to year. But when a shofar and a megillah, for example, that's, you just make it once forever. So then there's no such shechianu. Ela she'anu somchin al zman she'anu omrim al hakos shel kiddush. But the minag is we wait until kiddush, and we say the bracha of leishay bas shechianu. Then, all right, you say shechianu and you have both in mind. When you say shechianu and kiddush, you have in mind it's for the holiday, for sukkahs, and it's for the sukkah, for the sukkah itself. You have both in mind. V'imloach halayla rishona b'sukkah. Now, if the first night you say Kiddush with Shehechianu, but you're not in a sukkah the first night for whatever reason, Alfa Pisha Berech Zman Beveito, even though you said Shehechianu already, Zman, that Shehechianu you already said it in your house when you said Kiddush, But now you're going into the sukkah for the first time during the day. Kesha'ochel basukkah, when you eat in the sukkah for the first time, you still tzarich levarich zman mishum ha'sukkah. So you still have, it's right, shechianu is for two separate things, and they're separate. But the, for the first night, if you're mekayim both at the same time, then it work. You say it once. Vim berach zman bishat asiya sagile. And then obviously, the Ramah just says, we don't do it, but if you were to say Shehechiyanu when you built it a few days before, and you said Shehechiyanu at nighttime for Kiddush, then when it comes to the first night, you weren't in your sukkah for whatever reason. So when it comes in the morning, you already said Shehechiyanu twice, then you're not going to say Shehechiyanu another time. You only say for each item only once. All right.
So if you say Shehechiyanu at the time of building it, you still say Shehechiyanu on Yom Tov, or the Kiddush Sayyom.